In the wake of the Newtown massacre, much has been made of Adam Lanza's mental illness and why he didn't get help. Expanding mental health programs has become part of the state legislative debate after the shooting, along with gun control. But when it comes to adults, you can't legally force anyone to get help, so what do you do? Dr. Mark Conrad is a psychiatrist on the teaching faculty of Hopkins Hospital in Shepherd Pratt. He's author of the book, You Need Help, A Step-by-Step Guide to Convince a Loved One to Get Counseling. He joins us now on Maryland's News Now. Dr. Conrad, there are reports Nancy Lanza tried to get her son help, but with an adult, even with some children, certainly with teenagers, you can't really force them to get help. What do you do?
Well, let's just be clear that actually, under certain circumstances, under dire circumstances where danger is afoot and is imminent, there actually are procedures in every state which can force people to at least get an evaluation in an emergency room and then, if necessary, a hospitalization. But that's really rare and reserved, as I said, for dangerous circumstances. For most people, I think that there is tremendous power in family relationships that has not been adequately tapped. And in my book, I really try to begin with some techniques for a encouraging conversation and how to proceed in a diplomatic yet firm way to begin to talk about primarily this point of departure is what effect the person's behaviors, troubled behaviors, are having on you, the person that's trying to help them. And I think that starting from that point of I am in distress, I am worried about you, I'm concerned, and the effect that it's having on me is a very good place to start. From there, you may need to go to stronger measures. That may include reaching out for certain allies, for example, talking to the person's primary care doctor who often has a longstanding relationship with that person.
Is it better to do that in a group? I mean, like an intervention?
Well, right. So interventions are a more advanced approach. It's not a good place to start. I think a one-on-one conversation is a good place to start, or bringing in one particular ally. But of course, more serious interventions can be done with groups. Then I think that one of the things in my work, I've consulted with a lot of people who've come to brainstorm with me about a troubled relative that they're trying to get into treatment. And what I've often helped them do is to use the power of family, which is often underutilized, and to try to help people use some of the privileges that are inherent in families to help steer people towards treatment. I actually call that the therapeutic coercion, and families often have far more power to accomplish that than any authorities do.
Now, can families bring that up over the holidays? I mean, families are about to get together for the Christmas holidays, and it's, I guess, the stuff of movies and plays, but would that even work?
No. As a matter of fact, I really discourage these conversations at holiday times. When families get together, everyone's on their best behavior. There are competitions with siblings. People are very sensitive to looking their best. This is not a good time to bring things up. It may be a good time to say to somebody after the holidays or after we have this family get together, I'd like to sit with you privately to talk about something very important. And setting up that conversation to have someone anticipate that we're going to have an important conversation can actually be very effective.
Dr. Mark Conrad, psychiatrist from Shepherd Pratt and Hopkins Hospital, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now. We appreciate it.
Thank you.